The Mets looking for their fourth win in five games, taking on the Marlins. Curtis Granderson and Christian Yelich chatting before the game. We pick it up in the first with Granderson on base, Asdrubal Cabrera at the dish facing Jeff Locke.
The 2-1 on the way, swing and a drive in the air, well hit to left, back goes Ozuna, and there she goes, home run Asdrubal Cabrera. It's his seventh home run of the year.
Hit sharply, Cabrera with a nice backhand stop, and he throws him out.
Facing Granderson with TJ Rivera at second and two out.
Granderson drives one deep right field, Stanton takes a look, and it's out of here. Curtis Granderson, a two-run homer.
Third base side of the rubber, here's 2-2. Swing and a miss off speed, he got him.
3-2, slow ground ball, Cabrera waits on it. Side retired.
Two men away, and here comes Brandon Nimmo to bat for Steven Matz.
1-2 to Nimmo.
Up the middle, and Nimmo's got a base hit. That'll drive in two. Flores and Reyes both come in to score. Brandon Nimmo, a pinch hit single to drive in a pair.
The Mets win for the fourth time in five games, blanking the Marlins 8-0. Steven Matz, the victory, tossing seven scoreless innings, striking out four. Asdrubal Cabrera, two hits and two RBIs. One other note, Tim Tebow hit a two-run homer in his high Class A debut for the St. Lucie Mets. The Mets win for the fourth time in five games. Manager Terry Collins spoke to the media.
You know, he's coming off the issues he had in spring training. You know, we want to be careful of him due to the fact that, you know, we're aware that, you know, he got a long way to go yet. But he's done a good job. He's throwing strikes. He hasn't thrown a ton of pitches. So he's done a good job the last, you know, every time he's been out there.
With this pitching staff in general this year, one of the things you've talked about is the need to not just throw in the strike zone, but throw out of the strike zone as well when necessary. Is that something that he's been particularly good at here?
Well, the one thing about him, because of his command, he's not afraid to miss, and that's the key. You know, when he wants to go to the corners, he's not afraid. If he misses it off the plate, he knows he can come back on the plate, and I think that's what sets him apart. I mean, hitters don't go up there. You don't see him jumping at the first pitch all the time. They like to do other guys, and you know, that's because he's on the edges of the plate, and if he's off, then you know he has the ability to pitch inside, which he's been very good at.
Cabrera today, with his, not just his home run, but the diving catch, what do you think of his adjustment to second base from shortstop?
He can play second base. There's no big adjustment. This guy's a tremendous infielder and had great hands. And you know, I saw him in Washington play second base, so I knew he could. And you know, hopefully he got cramped up. His legs cramped up today, but I'm just hoping that you know, he relaxes a little bit and goes off on the offensive side, because we need his bat.
Not that Matz would or any pitcher necessarily would, but when that defense up the middle makes plays the way they did today, do you think that even subconsciously allows the pitchers to pitch more comfortably to contact?
Without the question. When you catch the baseball, they are not afraid to throw strikes, because they know if it's hit, it's got a good, better than, you know, great chance of getting caught. So the better your defense is, the better your pitch is going to be.
Terry, Granderson's always been somewhat streaky, but what's kind of allowed him to turn things as quickly as he has this month?
Well, again, I really think he's so steady. I think he's seeing the ball great right now. I'm not sure he did early, but you know, that he is just such a steady makeup that nothing shakes him. You know, he doesn't get rattled, he doesn't get frustrated. He may inside, but he doesn't let it outside. And I just think, you know, his whole approach allows him to, when he gets hot, he just maintains it. And, you know, when he goes through a bad stretch, you wouldn't know the difference.
The Mets shut out the Marlins. Steven Matz, seven scoreless frames, he spoke after.
I think just letting the ball in play. Got a lot of ground balls today. And, you know, Jose and Cabby are making great plays over there, getting a couple big double plays. And I think that's been the key to going deep in the game.
How much more confidence does it give you to kind of pitch the way you did and get batters to put the ball in play when you see that defense early on behind you?
Yeah, it's awesome. Like I said, those guys are making great plays. You know, Travis calling a great game. I feel like me and him are really on the same page today. But yeah, it gives me a lot of confidence knowing those guys can make the plays.
You've never been a guy that's gone out there just trying to strike people out, but I think in those three starts you've struck out four guys or fewer. Mm-hmm. Are you consciously trying to pitch to more contact this season than you have in the past?
I wouldn't say that. I would say I go over the scouting reports before the game. I really look at you know, where their contact is and where their slugging percentage is and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm paying more attention to that stuff, and maybe I'm just able to get weaker weaker contact because of that.
Was the pitch mix different than it was in your first three starts tonight?
Yeah, the pitch mix is different in every start. I don't, based on the scouting reports on each hitter, and that's what I'm going to throw to. You know, I'm always going to stick with my strengths, but I'm going to look to see what where they can do damage against me.
Curtis Granderson hit his 12th long ball of the season, and he talked about it after.
Not necessarily. I mean, you look at a day like today, things weren't going the way I wanted to. Had a walk that I was able to fight to get to first at bat, and then two strikeouts after that. And, you know, just a matter of getting a pitch that I could handle as the game went on to be able to do something with it. And then ended up getting out afterwards. So it's nothing extreme one way or the other where, you know, I'm up there completely locked in or anything, and just still continuing to battle pitch to pitch no matter who the opponent is and what the situation happens to be.
Your on-base percentage in June is right around 450. Is there one thing in particular that you're doing a little better now than you were at any point earlier? Certain pitch you're laying off or fouling certain things off that you weren't in the past?
Not that I know of. Kevin Long and myself have looked at a lot of different things, and a lot of things are very similar. And one of the things that we always focus on are chase rates. You know, are we swinging at pitches out of the zone? And the numbers happen to be about the same. So, you know, I haven't done too much of that. It's just a matter of getting some pitches in some 3-2 counts that I've been able to get in my favor that have been far enough out of the zone where I didn't have to go after them. And those at-bats have kind of swung things a little bit for me.
It seems like the quality of the contact at least the past month or so has been better. Like, what, you just feel like you're hitting on a bit of part of the barrel, you're more in front or whatever it might be, or behind? Or...
just baseball. I wish I knew more to it. You know, I would try to bottle it up and do it, but that's just part of it. Just continue to keep swinging the bat. Sometimes you get some luck, sometimes you don't. Right now, you know, it's just getting things kind of to go my way.
Up next, a series against the Marlins concludes Thursday. Seth Lugo on the hill.